According to the Michigan Journal of Economics, around 38% of esport fans are between the ages of 16 and 24, and the interest continues to grow within the younger generation. Pickford Public Schools hope to increase that interest Monday morning by having an assembly with the Aerospace Industry Association of Michigan Foundation, AIAM. AIAM is leading STEM investment in Michigan to create education to career pathways in the aerospace industry. AIAM President Tony Vernacci and Executive Director Brittany Tellender made the trip up from Rochester, MI to show the school what careers there are in the aerospace industry. They also brought in a 20 feet by 10 feet by 10 feet enclosure to promote Crew Concepts Drone Soccer Academy esports program. Pickford's athletic director Susan Eddington said the idea to bring in AIAM came in December 2024. We talked about it more on Zoom, and it really struck us. I think it's something the kids are really going to go for and the adults, too. It gives us a unique opportunity. We just started esports here a couple years ago, and with our cybersecurity program growing for our CTE, it really gives that connection on all different ways we could utilize this. Being athletic director, I know all about team sports. Esports are really cool. Our kids have really started growing with it. They go to competitions downstate and are getting more successful with it, Eddington explained. By bringing in AIAM and Crew Concepts Drone Soccer Academy, Eddington thinks this esports program would be great for the students in all the local districts. They are looking to expand this program into rural communities and give those kids that opportunity. Hopefully, we can get a few other schools, and we can all go into it together. Break up that initial cost a little bit, and it will give more EUP kids the opportunity to play and watch it grow, Eddington said. Tellender believes that reaching out to rural school districts is important. It benefits Michigan because if we don't do it, some other state is going to do it. If we get ahead of it, then we are going to be the ones having the kids here staying in their communities, earning in great jobs, that are at the front end of this growing industry, Tellender said. Rowan Murtha is a senior in the cybersecurity program at Pickford High School and was one of the students who participated drone soccer competition. I have flown drones before, but not a whole lot of experience. I think it's really cool. I think it is a neat concept. There is a lot of technical stuff that goes into it, hardware and coding. That is one aspect of cybersecurity, and if we can bring in the younger generation to get introduced to this kind of stuff, it could open the world up for them, Murtha said. Cloverland Electric also had representatives at the assembly to talk about how they utilize drones in the field.